Our Advent cast of characters is almost complete. Currently on stage, we have the prophet Isaiah. His important role in our Advent drama is to give us hope, to help us to look toward the future with joy, because God will fulfill all of his promises. Today's good news from Isaiah is that a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, a name that means God is with us. The other prophet on the Advent stage is St. John the Baptist, who is dressed in the costume of Elijah, with camel's hair clothing and a leather belt around his waist. St. John the Baptist is the new Elijah, promised in the very last verse of the Old Testament, to prepare the way of the Lord, to turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers. His lines are: repent, confess your sins, amend your life, produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance. Next to St. John the Baptist are his parents, St. Elizabeth and Zechariah. Zechariah, unable to speak for 9 months, taught us the virtue of silence and contemplation. And St. Elizabeth, unable to conceive a child for many years, taught us the virtue of patience. Silence and patience are two necessary virtues as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Finally, in downstage right, we have the co-star of the Advent drama, the Blessed Virgin Mary. Her role as the Mother of God is so important in our divine drama that her Son Jesus preserved her from all stain of original sin from the first moment of her conception in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne. And that brings us to today, to the fourth Sunday of Advent, and our final character to join us on stage, who is obviously our good friend, Saint Joseph. After hearing today's gospel, you probably guessed that Saint Joseph would be our final Advent character. But which of the many virtues of Saint Joseph should we reflect upon? Silence would be an obvious choice. I often ask our students, how many times does Saint Joseph speak in the New Testament? And the answer, of course, is zero. Zero. Nunca. Never. Never. Never does Saint Joseph speak in the Bible. He is silent. He is a man of no words, but a man of noble actions. So, St. Joseph is a perfect model for silence, but we reflected on silence last week with Zechariah. Are there any other choices? The prayer after communion for the votive mass of St. Joseph prays that we may be helped by the example and intercession of St. Joseph, who, carrying out your great mysteries, served you as a man just and obedient. St. Joseph's role in the divine drama of salvation is to teach us about the virtue of obedience, because St. Joseph always did what God told him to do. The angel of the Lord comes to St. Joseph in a dream and says, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. And when Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took his wife into his home. No questions, no objections, no hesitations, just obedient actions. And St. Joseph acted with this same obedience throughout his whole life. When Jesus was just 40 days old, Mary and Joseph take baby Jesus and present him in the temple in obedience to the law of Moses. After the visit of the Magi, an angel came to Saint Joseph in a dream and said, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and stay there until I tell you. And Joseph obeyed without the slightest objection. After Herod's death, an angel came to him in Egypt and ordered him to return to Israel. And once again, Joseph obeyed the command without delay. And finally, when he got to Israel, an angel warned him in a dream not to live in Jerusalem, but to make Christ's home in Nazareth. And one final time, Saint Joseph listens and obeys. Here we have five acts of obedience. Take Mary as your wife, present the child Jesus in the temple, go to Egypt and stay there until I tell you, come back from Egypt and live in Nazareth. The Carmelite priest, Father Gabriel of St. Mary Magdalene, says Joseph neither hesitated nor reasoned. He made no objection, for he had complete trust in God. He believed him fully. You see, obedience is a fruit of faith. Do you remember in today's second reading, from the beginning of St. Paul's letter to the Romans, St. Paul says he has received the grace of being an apostle in order to do what? In order to, he says today, to bring about the obedience of faith. You see, obedience is a fruit of faith. The fruit of St. Joseph's faith and trust in God is obedience. St. Joseph is a model of the obedience of faith. Are we willing to obey God with the same trust as St. Joseph? I think obedience is one of the most difficult of all the virtues. Do I only obey when I want to? When it is convenient for me? Do we only obey God if we happen to like what he commands? Or what we agree with? It's really easy to obey God when his plan happens to align with my plan. But I don't think it was part of St. Joseph's plan that his wife conceived by the Holy Spirit, or part of his plan to take Mary 9 months pregnant on a long journey to Bethlehem, or to take Jesus and Mary in the middle of the night to a foreign country where they don't speak the language. But it was part of God's perfect plan. It wasn't always easy for St. Joseph to obey God's will, but he obeyed immediately, generously, joyfully, willingly. St. Joseph, you see, inspires us to bring about in our own lives the obedience of faith. Do you obey your parents, teachers, coaches? Immediately? Generously? Joyfully? Willingly? Do I obey the bishop? Immediately, generously, joyfully, willingly? Or do we only obey our parents and superiors when we want to? When it's convenient for us, when we happen to like what they ask us to do, when we happen to agree with them? Or do we obey when it's difficult? When we don't like what they ask us to do? You see, St. Joseph inspires us to bring about in our own lives the obedience of faith, to obey God immediately, generously, joyfully, willingly. Now, the stage is set. The cast of characters are in their places. Isaiah and John the Baptist, Elizabeth and Zechariah, Mary and Joseph. We are now ready for the curtain to rise and the star of the show to enter. The star of Jacob, predicted long ago in the Old Testament, in the book of Numbers, chapter 24, verse 17. We are ready for the star of Jacob to be born and to take center stage. The Lord enter the stage of the divine drama. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, come.